Till now, you have gone on and filled the time with all licentious measure, making your wills the scope of justice. Till now, myself, and such as slept within the shadow of your power, have wandered with our traversed arms and breathed our sufferance vainly. Now, the time is flush, when crouching marrow in the bearer strong cries of itself, no more. Now, breathless wrong shall sit and pant in your great chairs of ease, and pursy insolence shall break his wind with fear and horrid flight.
Noble Pantheon, when thy first griefs were but a mere conceit, ere thou hadst power or we had cause of fear, we sent to thee to give thy rages balm, to wipe out our ingratitude with loves above their quantity.
So did we woo transformed Timon to us it is love. Thy humble message and thy promised means, we were not all unkind, nor all deserved the common stroke of war.
These walls of ours were not erected by their hands from whom you have received your griefs, nor are they such that these great towers, trophies, and schools should fall for private faults in them.
Nor are they living that were the motives that you first went out. Shame that they wanted cunning in excess have broke their hearts. March, noble lord, into our city with thy banners spread by decimation and the tide of death. If thy revenge is hunger for that food which nature loathes, take thou the destined tent, and by the hazard of the spotted die, let die the spotted.
Oh, I have not offended. For those that were, it is not square to take on those that are revenge. Crimes like lands are not inherited. Then, dear countrymen, bring in thy ranks, but leave without thy rage. Spare thy Athenian cradle and those kin which, in the bluster of thy wrath, must fall with those that have offended. Like a shepherd, approach the fold and cull the infected forth, but kill not altogether.
What thou wilt, thou rather shalt enforce it with thy smile than hew to it with thy sword.
Set but thy foot against our rampart gates, and they shall ope. So thou wilt send thy gentle heart before to say thou'lt enter friendly.
Through thy glove, or any token of thy honor else, that thou wilt use these wars as thy redress and not as our confusion. All thy powers shall make their harbor in our town till we have sealed thy full desires.
Then there's my glove. Those enemies of Timon's and mine own, whom you yourself shall set out for reproof, fall, and no more. And to atone your fears with my more noble meaning, not a man shall pass his quarter or offend the stream of regular justice in your city's bounds, but shall be rendered to your public laws at heaviest answer.
It is most nobly spoken.
My noble town, Timon is dead, entombed upon the very hem of the sea, and on his gravestone this inscripture which we wax I brought away, whose soft impression interprets of my poor ignorance.
Here lies a wretched corse, a wretched soul bereft. Seek not my name. A plague consume you wicked caitiffs left. Here lie I, Timon, who alive all living men did hate. Pass by and curse I fill, but pass, and stay not here thy gate. These well express in thee thy latter spirits. Though thou abhorst in us our human griefs, scorn'st our brains flow, and those are droplets which from niggard nature fall. Yet rich conceit taught thee to make vast Neptune weep for aye on thy low grave, on faults forgiven. Dead is noble Timon, of whose memory hereafter more. Bring me into your city, and I will use the olive with my sword. Make war breed peace. Make peace stint war. Make each prescribe to other as each other's leech.